Ah, the Rocky Mountains, Colorado, God's country, or a place to be killed and then be buried under a freeway. A 34-year-old man out of Colorado has been charged with murder in connection with the deaths of two men whose bodies were discovered near freeway ramps. Be on the lookout. Next time you hop on the interstate, you may see a cow on the side of the road, a deer, or a dead human. Denver police announced they were conducting a homicide investigation involving an adult male who was killed near an on-ramp. The arrest affidavit says police went to the scene at approximately 9:50 a.m., found the victim suffering from numerous apparent puncture wounds to his neck and face and apparent blunt force injuries to his skull. Not the way you'd like to start the morning, especially out in the Rockies. Head out for a run, a hike, and you end up dead on the side of a on-ramp. Officer reportedly found a large rock immediately next to his body. Heads up. The affidavit says the victim, whose name was redacted from the affidavit, was likely killed in his sleep. Autopsy determined the victim sustained at least 25 puncture wounds to his neck and face, a large cut to his neck that opened his jugular, and blunt force trauma to his skull, resulting in fractures. Pent up anger, anyone? According to the report, at 11:49 a.m., a woman told police that two people she knew said a second victim was found dead under the bridge where he normally sleeps. The woman saw his body and called police. When police found the victim, noticed it appeared remarkably similar. This is another victim to the first victim. The man was reportedly wrapped in a sleeping bag and also seemingly was killed while he slept. Police reportedly found Much sleeping about 15 feet away from where they initially discovered the first victim. Much is apparently the suspect taken into custody, Andrew Much, for allegedly killing both victims. Much has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. True crime.